Navigating Data Leaks. Here he is, live in studio, as we predicted and promoted. It is the Money Tracker, Don Grant, CFP. Good morning, Don.
Good morning, Ted and Jad. You know, you've probably received a message or a phone call alerting you to potential fraud on your one of your credit cards. Now, you don't even have to lose your wallet anymore for this to happen. Crooks can easily copy it electronically or manually to perpetuate the scam. It's generally easy to catch you, and this is generally easy to catch, and you generally are not liable if it's a credit card. But there are worse things that can happen. Nearly two-thirds of American adults had their personal information compromised last year. Half of them have been scammed more than once. A common scam to the victim may receive a call from an imposter saying that they're affiliated with a company like PayPal. I've gotten this very call. The caller may provide enough personal information to convince the victim that they are legitimate because they bought it on the dark web. And they tell the individual that their PayPal account and other financial accounts have been compromised. They instruct them to wire any cash they have to a safe account with the help of the imposter. The FBI's annual Internet Crime Report notes that losses like these exceeded $16 billion in 2024. If you've had your data breached, once that personal financial data is out, it's best to address the leak quickly. First, identify what information was let out. A leaked Social Security number can be used to open new accounts. Card and bank info can be used to make fraudulent purchases. Compromised credentials mean access to online accounts. Once you've determined what has been exposed, you can use that to seal the leaks by canceling those accounts or cards, closing credit accounts, and resetting passwords that require authentication. Bottom line, don't give financial nor security information to any unsolicited caller, email, or text. Check your credit report regularly to, of course, find unusual activity. And, of course, if you have any questions, you can give me a call over at Sabre Wealth. The number's 316-267-0600.
Always got to be on top of it.
You do. You do. Yeah. It's a constant thing at this point in time in our lives, unfortunately.
Predators are coming after us.
They are. So how was your weekend?
I was going just about to ask you the same thing. Low-key weekend.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah. Mine was, I'm building a wine storage thing in my house, and while we're waiting for the inspectors to take care of the solar, I can't put the panels up until we get that final inspection on the electrical. So,
what's the fancy word for wine storage? I can't think of it.
Right. Wine storage.
It's a certain type of room. Is that right?
Oh yeah. No, I'm not doing that.
You're not doing that.
No,
okay.
I just have. I'm kind of. It's kind of hard to explain, but I've got a heat pump water heater.
Okay.
Okay. It's a very efficient way of heating water. Well, the heat pump kicks off cold air. So I'm routing, and so rather than have that cold air just start freeze my basement, I'm routing it to go up into a sort of a glass area with some racks in there to cool some wine.
Nice.
Yeah.
How resourceful of you.
I'm being resourceful.
Did you think of that yourself, or did you come across that idea
somewhere? No, I came up with it myself because I was just thinking, you know, all this is doing is freezing my basement.
Yeah.
You know,
and
so
nobody's
why not have it route someplace else? Now, the question is it going to be enough? And plus having, I may have to put an auxiliary fan in there to get it up into the wine storage area, you know. So anyway, we'll see what happens.
Another Don Grant project.
I don't. They never end. I just keep coming up with them, you know. But they're fun to do, and I learn a lot. So,
well, you asked me what I did, and I didn't give you an answer. I went to the Wind Surge game Friday night.
How was that?
And saw the fireworks, the post game fireworks.
Oh,
It was great. I had a good time.
Friday. It must have been a beautiful evening. It was not hot.
There was a nice breeze.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did you call the game? I mean, were
no,
you
no,
there?
No, no. Just in the stands as a fan.
Wow, you go to sports as
too. I go to Surge games as a fan. Yeah.
Oh, I thought you were calling. I thought
no,
you were.
No.
I thought I'd seen you in a booth up there.
Nope.
Really?
Not at Surge games.
Really?
I work soccer baseball games.
Okay, that's where I was.
I work soccer baseball. But
that's where I was.
Yeah.
Okay.
But at the Surge, I just enjoy just watching.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a fun stadium.
Yeah, had a good time. A T-shirt worn by Beyoncé during a Juneteenth performance on her Cowboy Carter tour, sparking a discussion over how Americans frame their history and causing a wave of criticism for the superstar. The T-shirt worn during the concert in Paris featured images of the Buffalo Soldiers, who belonged to black U.S. Army units active during the late 1800s into the early 1900s. On the back was a lengthy description of the soldiers, including, quote, "Their antagonists were the enemies of peace, order, and settlement, warring Indians, bandits, cattle thieves, murderous gunmen, bootleggers, trespassers, and Mexican revolutionaries," unquote. Images of the shirt and videos of the performance also featured on Beyoncé's website. As she prepares to return to the U.S. for performances in her hometown this weekend, fans and indigenous influencers took to social media to criticize her for wearing a shirt that frames Native Americans and Mexican revolutionaries as anything but the victims of American imperialism, and for promoting anti-indigenous language. A Beyoncé spokesperson did not respond to any requests for comment. Well, she probably will not be wearing that T-shirt.
I imagine not.
The American-born part of her tour. Houston is where she's going to be performing that next. All right. Vietnam approved a $1.5 billion proposal by the Trump Organization and its Vietnamese partner to build golf courses, hotels, real estate projects in Vietnam. The project spans nearly 2,500 acres in northern Vietnam. It'll include a golf course the size of 336 American football fields, residential areas, commercial spaces, parks. The decision approving the investment was signed by the deputy prime minister in Vietnam. Vietnam, of course, trying to avoid a 46% tariff on its exports. As the tariff issue continues, Vietnam was facing some heat from the nation's capital for not doing enough to prevent the diversion of Chinese goods through its borders. This investment project was announced by Vietnamese real estate developer, which partnered with Trump's family business last year. And apparently work on the project is going to start this year and should continue for the next 4 years into the year 2029. 6:14 with Stephen Ted here on KNSS. A sequestered jury in Australia beginning deliberations today in the triple murder trial of Erin Patterson. She's accused of killing her estranged husband's relatives by deliberately serving them poisonous mushrooms for lunch. Three of her four lunch guests, her parents-in-law, and her mother-in-law's sister, died in the hospital after the meal at her home 2 years ago. She served individual beef Wellington pastries containing death cap mushrooms. She's accused of trying to murder a fourth person, her mother-in-law's sister's husband. He got gravely ill, but he survived. During the nine-week Supreme Court trial in Australia, she gave evidence in her own defense.
Yeah.
50-year-old mother of two, she does face life in prison if convicted. So the jury will begin its deliberations today in that case.
Poisoned little Wellingtons, I guess? Yikes.
The men's soccer team in China, not much excitement recently, but they're going crazy over soccer in Beijing. Not for humans. Humanoid robot teams playing soccer, based more on AI technology than any athletic prowess. Four teams of humanoid robots face off in fully autonomous three-on-three soccer matches, powered entirely by AI. This was happening Saturday night in China's capital. First in China, a preview of the upcoming World Humanoid Robot Games, which will take place in Beijing. According to organizers, a key aspect of the match was that all the participating robots operated fully autonomously using AI-driven strategies without any human intervention or supervision.
Right.
The robots are taking over. And we've made them smart enough to play a 0-0 soccer game.